History was made, but I'm still pissed. We're coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, my.
Yes, am I?
The last time we'll hear this music for a week.
I know. You're totally right. Hello, you guys. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show finale of the Big Brother finale. Season 18.
That's right. We're a finale of a finale, folks. This is like Inception.
I love the film. And we're going to talk to you about what's going on and what happened this last... Well, there's no week. It was just Friday was recap and Wednesday was the show.
Yeah.
And I have some definite thoughts on you guys. I know you guys do, too.
I know.
So let's just dive... let's just dive in. Number one... We'll go backwards, of course. But number one, Nicole wins.
Yes, she does.
And Victor gets... America's favorite house guest. I had a feeling.
Love. So happy
about
that.
I did too.
We both predicted that, actually.
We did predict that. And so the last three were running were Victor, James, we knew that was going to happen, and Natalie.
I was actually surprised James got nominated again because I thought he was a complete snooze fest this year. He didn't even do his little scary things.
That's true. Well, he tried for a minute, but didn't really. Then he kind of petered out.
His shtick ended.
Shtick. I love that word. Yes, but I mean, so Victor won, so I'm glad about that. But let's go with Nicole, who won as the first woman to win against a man in the final two.
I'm not going to lie. I told you earlier I cried when that happened. Regardless of how I felt about anything, I don't know if it's because Hillary's running for president or whatever, but it was a very emotional moment for me, and it felt like a real moment of girl power. There are lots of times throughout the season when I didn't like Nicole, I didn't like the way she played, but I just thought the fact that a woman won against a man was cool and a moment in history.
Yes,
Big Brother history, which is the only history that matters.
yes, exactly. Now, my thing, okay, so we'll get to all the details and stuff, but one of the things I thought was really interesting for me is I wish, like on Survivor, when they have the winner, then they have like a little reunion show. I wish they did more of that because you saw the five house guests that were the first ones for a second. And they don't talk to them. When they win, they rush it through. This happens every season.
And Glenn got a good amount of FaceTime.
Yeah, he did.
Glenn was right up there, not in the periphery, getting that front row seat.
Yes,
or standing. I guess he wasn't seated.
Yes.
I mean, God bless him.
He was groomer
of the year, in my opinion.
That's right. Was it ex-police? Was he police or was he...
He said, I used to work in, I think, the New York City police force. You know what? Honestly, so long ago, don't remember.
I know.
Don't read Glenber.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yes. It was just interesting time, but just, you know, I'm Paul. I'm just, like, kind of upset about that, of course, and we'll talk about that. So let's go backwards and start with Friday. Let's start with Friday briefly. It was basically a recap show, which you knew about that.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this kind of went over everybody's stuff, and oh my God, you guys!
Incoming! Grant Rutter in the house!
Grant, he sits over there.
Yeah, you should come in. We've got Grant, he's just coming up to the podium.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Real quickly, our executive producer, Phil Svitek, making it happen live in the stew.
I love live television.
He's hooking up the microphone, folks.
Thank you, Phil. Fascinating things
happening over here on the set of AfterBuzz Big Brother.
A buyback, if you will.
Oh, absolutely.
A buyback, oh my God. I love Victor's when he said that to them. When he was like, okay, guys, you're probably thinking, I'm going to come back in the house. When he was talking to the final two, it made me laugh a little bit. I think it was a little buyback.
Yes. Yeah.
That was kind of cute.
We're editing the shot. Don't worry. Sorry for those of you that are audio-based and visual-based.
Well, Johnny's not here.
Johnny, by the way, I told him to call in.
They don't know I'm here.
Jeff is engineering right now.
Yeah.
All right. So does that mean he's not on a microphone?
I'll get there.
Okay, we're good. Great.
We're good. Great. Well, welcome, Grant Sarant.
Thank
you. Here.
I just
briefly just said the overview of that. Victor got America's house guest, favorite house guest, and it was down to Victor, Natalie, and James. And Natalie surprised me. James surprised her being on it still because he didn't really do much this season.
Right.
And, of course, Nicole won, first woman against a man, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So we got that part. But we're starting just from Friday because it was just basically a recap show. I just want any thoughts on the recap show.
Those are my least favorite.
Yeah,
because
me too.
I think that it's just so, it's just like, you know, like, oh, remember the time James like made a joke? Like, it's just a little too, like, especially.
They're not good enough actors to be doing that.
No,
I feel so close to you right now, sharing a mic. This is very intimate.
I know, right?
It's getting sexual here on this.
I'm going to have to limit how much as I say, because I'm going to be like all up in your face.
Oh, I'm not mad at it.
But yeah,
big boyfriend.
Yeah. I love it. Yes. Well, so what were we saying?
Just saying, overall, this is your least shirt. I'm getting turned on. Saying that it's our least favorite part of kind of that whole.
Yeah, you know, too. Especially because, and I said this before on this show, they open up every show with a detailed previously on Big Brother, yes. You know, so it's like, we get it. Like, we know all the nuances. We know, like, who's angry and who, like, you know. At least this time they didn't go too far back. Like at the beginning of the finale episode, I was like, because they said this season, I'm like, oh Lord,
right?
But they just picked up with the trios or the duo, yeah. the three duos. So I was like, all right,
yeah. I agree with you, because I said before he came on, I'm pissed at the end, like Survivor, they do the winner and they do like a reunion show. I wish they did that with this one. In every season, they just kind of like, and here's the winner, and then they're off.
Yeah.
It's so abrupt.
The first five contestants were on for a second. We were saying Glenn got a lot of screen time, but they're on for a second. Yeah. And then that was it. I was like, I want to know more about them and kind of what they felt. Did they watch the game? Remember in the old days, you used to do that. Did you watch the games? Did you left the house? How does it feel? I mean, I just always wish they talked to... Like, they could talk to Tiffany.
I know, they never talked to the ones that were out before the jury. I don't know why, because they have certain intel and things like that.
And they've
been
watching the show along with the fact that they were on the show, so that gives an even greater perspective than the jurors.
Yes, I think so, too.
Yeah.
And they used to a long time ago, but there's a lot of things they started doing. I think this season, I was like, we want to see more personal interaction. I know they do it on feeds, and you can go on the feeds, but on CBS, we want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see it. If we don't watch the feeds, we want to see what goes on between them. That's the exciting stuff.
Yeah, the show is very heavily formatted. Even the dialogue that Julie has is very much the same week to week. And I think that's where it loses its real
luster.
Personality. Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind
of a little bit more loose.
Oh, Julie. Well, the chin
box. She did a good job last night, though. I thought that was one of the best moments I've seen her in.
I think I agree with you. Yeah, I was like, okay.
She wasn't looking at her cue cards too much.
Yeah.
She was improv-ing. Maybe she went over to UCB, a little bit of Groundlings.
It's funny because I watched on CBS.com her interview with Jeff in the backyard.
Yes.
And she was very off the cuff, but she was still fun, very professional, you know, still the standing straight with the leg across, you know, like very appropriate as a host, but way more personable versus, you know, like... The usual lines that she always say, and I draw a blank every time here. When I watch them, I can predict what she's going to say.
Yeah,
next.
Right next. Now, everybody in here, I agree with you guys completely. I think we said it all season. We want more jury feeds. They should have did a Friday episode of just Jury House. To me, that's what I think. Like, she just went Jury House.
Oh yeah.
Instead of the recap.
The wrong house was televised the last week.
I like that.
Although, you know what? I love the footage they brought back of everybody crying. That was funny.
That was so funny.
I mean,
funny.
Not that that was in the house, but for the recap episode, I was laughing my ass off at that.
That butterfly scene will always get the best.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know. Oh, my God.
He was serious, right?
Yeah, he was serious, wasn't he? He was serious.
He was. And then in his interview after he left, he said that was just strategic gameplay. It really wasn't emotional.
Butterflies were strategic.
Whatever.
Okay, Polly, you're such an asshole. I hate you.
It reminds me of a Real Housewives reunion that Grant hosts three cities of Real Housewives right afterwards. Do you three cities?
More than three, but too many.
Of Real Housewives?
One too many,
He gets around.
I thought there was a couple you didn't do. I thought there was a couple you didn't do.
You don't do New York, right?
I don't do New York, so I do.
I'm shocked.
OC, Beverly Hills, Dallas, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
How is Dallas?
It's okay.
I like the ladies in real life. They're cool on the show. The show needs a little work. But
but that's probably why. Because if someone's likable in real life, they may not be as good on TV.
Yeah.
Which, of course, goes back to Big Brother, of course. Because some of these people may be nice in real life and...
Right. We like the unbalance. It makes for a good storyline.
Well, I think this show really damaged Pauly's image.
Oh, it did completely.
You know, I mean...
He could have been a superstar. Like, seriously, could have been somebody everybody went in love with him. He's good looking. He really ruined it.
I would never hire him.
No.
Never.
Oh, me either.
People
me either.
Perhaps would have forgotten a little bit if he didn't have that moment with Davon.
Yeah.
And
that
last
made
night.
It look awful.
I even thought he was a jerk last night.
Yeah, he came off that kind of douchey.
Yeah.
He did. He came off douchey. And we were saying we forgot, well, before the show came on, we forgot that James had called Paul.
Yeah, you know what, honestly, when he said that to her, when I saw it the first time, I don't know what I thought he said, but I didn't catch on that he called her the C word.
Yeah.
And I don't like him anymore.
Yes, I still like him anymore. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I have
that
been
was uncalled for. He could have controlled himself. Like, how did that help his game?
Yeah. But I wonder in that house, though, like we said, they take, that's not an excuse, just saying they take everything away from you. You have no books, no nothing. I just wonder how that plays with your psyche.
I get it, but he's close already... to his mother. Like, just control yourself. You can tell her all the things that you feel that word entails without actually saying it. Because once you say that word, you get taken down. So he could have explained to her why he felt she was she was acting that way. Without saying that word, because then it completely defeats his argument.
You know, I keep that word out of my vocabulary in general, because you never know when something might happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, the word bitch, I throw that around quite a bit.
Bitch doesn't have as much energy.
And it's really, I mean, it's more like I almost at all these shows, I call myself the biggest bitch anyway.
Yeah.
So it's never really, but a word like that really does carry so much. It just should never be spoken. Yeah. There's no reason for it.
Right. For British people, it is different meaning, the C word there.
Oh, it is? I don't even know that.
It's a slightly different meaning there. And they use it all the time.
It's less loaded over there than it is here. Here, it's got a little bit more gravitas to it in a bad way. Mm-hmm.
But yes, you're right. And I will admit, I have used the word in the past.
Get out of here.
I hate you too now, Jake.
Your Q score is dropping.
But I'm saying that I didn't use it like, hey, Ma. You know, I didn't say it like that. There was a very heated argument that person called me a certain name and I called a certain name. And not saying it's right at all. No. I'm saying that I know. So it's hard for me to judge other people because I know I have said it. But we had to talk before the show. Mm-hmm. Certain words do hold weight.
Mm-hmm.
How they're used in some ways and who uses them, it's a very divisive thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, James, I can't picture you getting that upset.
I just don't. I'm saying I don't really don't get upset.
I can because you're passionate. Yes, and I think if someone pushed you far enough and really got you emotionally deeply, I could see that
happening. They did. It was very rare. It did.
Yeah.
It really hurt my feelings. James. Yeah, it was towards you. You know it was.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, our engineer, he called him the C word. Actually, you know what? I kind of like it when people use the C word toward men, like on Game of Thrones.
Yes, they did.
It was so funny.
So that's where it's kind of comical. Yeah, I've seen it on Game of Thrones. Yeah. And then it is kind of comical for that.
I see like a bunch of gays in my neighborhood call each other that.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, not all the time. I know.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's a little bit more cutting when it's toward a woman for some
reason.
That's
true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Actually, that's it. That's very true.
But you know what, though? He didn't say that on Big Brother the way he did. Because I actually saw that on the live feed.
Okay.
So I saw that whole moment, like the full like escalation up to that point.
So tell us about it.
And, well, I mean, he was just... He knew that he was being picked on. Because they all were playing this game at this point in the house where they were trying to rile up Paulie to get out. So they were all playing games, and then you had Victor Swiffering all around them listening to everything. It was a big setup.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were all pushing each other's buttons because they knew that the veto was coming up that weekend or that day or the next day or something like that. So, yeah, he definitely was
Swiffering.
Victor Swiffer, I feel like, is a great campaign for him. Like, he should be the spokesperson for Victor Swiffer.
I love that. And cleaning compilation with Corey.
Oh, okay. So apparently Roman Rainey says, Lauren, I love you. It's the Roman demigod is here.
Oh,
hi,
I
Lauren.
I love him.
So he loves you.
Oh, I love you, too. Thank you for all the sweet things you've said. Appreciate you.
Of course,
you.
JJ King's like, that lady on Dallas pooped her pants, didn't she? Sorry.
On Dallas Housewives?
Yes. There's a big whole thing about that. It's a big thing about that. But Joseph brings up, he says that even if Paul apologized, I don't think he would have won, let's be honest. A vet or a sibling win. Nicole didn't do S. She'll be known for sleeping with Corey. But he says, Paul is an honest person. He learned that it's better to be lovable loser than a despised winner. Janelle tweeted that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I don't know.
I don't know what points were made before I sashayed into the studio. But can we say that Paul sealed his own fate?
Okay, let's go right there because that's kind of like we're all chomping at the bit.
Okay.
I think, this is my statement, everybody. This is James's rants. As I do another show. They know my on the soap shows, they know my rants. Here's my James's rants. Paul made one of the dumbest mistakes to me in Big Brother history. He should have picked James. He would have won. I mean, that whole thing, I mean, you went behind my... Okay, that was, like, dumb. Like, what was that about?
I know. What was
like,
that?
Like, that was dumb.
I think he was trying to also do the right thing because he said, James doesn't deserve to be here. And I'm like... Yeah, that's why you pick him.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And I know it sucks that someone who doesn't deserve to be there is going to get 50 grand, but at the same time, you get 500 grand. So do the right thing, buddy boy. And by the right thing, do the right thing for you. Well, you know, not for Nicole.
I kept hearing that James was very confident because he said, either way, I'm walking out of here with money because I'm going to get America's favorite player again.
You could tell when he didn't get it, his face kind of went down a little bit. Then he hugged.
Like, yeah, but you know, like, you have to be humble in life. Yes. You already got it once, you know, relax. But, what was I going to say? Now, I said on this panel a couple weeks ago, I said Nicole can't win because she won't get the votes.
Right.
And so clearly I was wrong. But so that's maybe what I'm sure Paul thought about it a lot more than we have, sitting there. But I just feel
I'd be beating myself up.
I will too. Oh, he's on Twitter already saying, I know everybody, I know you guys think I did a mistake. He's been talking. This is to tell you the votes, because the votes came, it was really close. You and I were talking about that the other day. Mm-hmm. Paul got James, Victor, Michelle, and Bridget. Mm-hmm. And Nicole got Corey, of course. Natalie, Pauly, Z, and Devon was the deciding vote, and she went with Nicole. I was actually surprised.
Mm-hmm. I was slightly surprised, but at the same time, she has been admiring her game the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I thought it was pretty cool that even despite all of the stuff that they had between the two of them, Devon still voted for her.
Yeah. No, I get points on that, too. No, I get points on that. I mean, and both vets. I mean, I get it. But I mean, I was just like, okay, so Paul, are we surprised? Okay, so James, Victor, somebody else coming in. James, Victor. So Michelle voted for Paul. And I guess in Bridget. I guess, okay, they're not really too far off, people who vote for Paul. Nicole, of course, Corey would, of course. Yeah. But Natalie went with Nicole. I'm actually was surprised.
Yeah, I wonder why. I mean, maybe it was a girl power thing.
I was just going to say
okay,
that.
You think it was?
Yeah.
Do we know why Bridget decided to vote Paul and Pauly? Nicole, two most using vote. Nicole, okay, what are you trying to say? Laser Tagger 5? Tell me that. I think because Bridget went with Paul and Pauly went with Nicole. They're saying, I guess it's confusing for them.
No, it makes total sense that Pauly would have gone with Nicole because Corey was his closest ally and Nicole was closely allied with Paul with Corey.
But you know, for a while, Paul and Pauly were twins.
Yeah, but that ended.
That ended, you guys.
And that severed very clearly. PP.
Yeah, no more.
Part of the Red Sea.
They're saying Paul said on Twitter, on Instagram, it didn't matter who I took, I knew I'd be screwed. Playing a good game doesn't matter.
Okay, you're wrong.
Hashtag bitter jury.
You're 100% wrong. Everyone would have voted for you.
I think so, too.
Over James.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Sorry, Paul.
Even Julie said herself when James was evicted, like, you really didn't do much.
Right.
You didn't really
I love that. And that's why I'm saying she did, like, the best job. And that's when you can tell she's actually a fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She's like, so, James, you didn't really try.
Yeah, I felt she was really like, why you really didn't try?
And like, there's your argument against him. It's pre-made. And, you know, Paul's speeches weren't that well thought out. He wanted to be authentic and funny to himself. But meanwhile, the other one, Nicole, had built a real case.
Yeah, she did.
Actually, I thought Paul's speech was great. You didn't think it was
well? The last one was all right, but the way he answered some of the questions could have been a little bit more, you know, I don't think it would have made a difference.
Yeah.
I really don't know. At that point, it's even like when they stand up to, like, you know, to say, like, why you should keep me. Those decisions are all made. I don't think the jury was really swayed.
No.
You know, one thing that I thought was pretty persuasive, and I actually didn't kind of debunk this while it was happening, was what Nicole said about when Natalie and Michelle were in power. And that was genius, what she ended up doing. That could have swung a lot of people's votes, I think.
Yeah. I just think, I know we see more than Paul does, obviously, because he's not in the room, but I just feel like he should just figure it out. He's been in that house with James that whole 99 days. He didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm. No. And that's why I'm not a huge fan of his. He talks, when he is in power of anything, he talks about making a big move.
Right.
But we've seen him now for two seasons not necessarily take advantage.
And Nicole really, like they all said, Nicole really did align herself with the fellas. That was smart.
Elijah,
and she
the Queen's Guard.
Yeah, and she really did orchestrate a lot of stuff. When they start breaking it down in the jury, it's like, oh yeah, she did. I'm like,
well,
she did.
Devon responded on her Twitter, and she talked about reasons why, and she said, you know, you'd be mad at anyone that had the last deciding vote, so don't, you know, put the heat on me. She also said when everyone came back to jury, they all commented on Nicole's game and Nicole brought them there. They all attributed their exits to Nicole in some fashion. And so the other two weren't really brought up. They weren't viewed as a reason why they were there. So that's why she said, look, this girl actually like had a plan and stuck to it and made big moves in the game without like having all the attention on her.
And protected herself.
She did.
All season long.
She did.
That was something interesting that was brought up, too. Do you pick the person who's been on the block six times and gotten off, or the person who was only on the block once? I think Nicole did play a better game overall. And she orchestrated a lot of that stuff.
She knows she did.
Everything that happened in the house was to her favor.
But I just feel like it's a little bit of both. I think Paul played a good game, too, on some level. I think they both did. So it was either of their game. It could have been either of them. I think that James was the common denominator who didn't do shit.
Yeah.
And they could have each beat him.
Like, super dumb that Paul didn't take him. Right. That is undisputed. Right. But, I think that it's pretty undeniable that Paul did play a good game, but he played a little bit of a rookie game in a way because he was acting on the moment
because he didn't have background
in this. Whereas Nicole was well plotted out. And to me, I would commend that over Paul. And I didn't realize that until about the last 2 weeks.
Well, their speeches reflected what you just said. He kept saying, well, I was crazy and I've always stayed crazy. And say that to yourself, where she was like, I learned from my mistakes from last time and I learned how to play differently. So then in a way, I'm like, okay, well, then I can go with that then because you're right.
Yep.
Because you made it. Girl, you made it that far. I didn't know you were going to make it that far, but you made it that far because you did learn from your mistakes and you aligned yourself with really great people.
Yep.
And you didn't care so much how you looked either in some way. I mean, she doesn't have the greatest reputation on there, but she was like, I don't care.
Well, that's another thing that we can attribute a little bit to Devon's tweets as well, because she said, look, as a person, I love Paul more. I have no relationship with Nicole. But we're here to vote on the best player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and that, you know.
How do you guys feel about a lot of folks in here, and I've seen this online, keep thinking there's producers are wielding this and the final two. And that many of them wanted Nicole and Corey with Nicole to win. And it didn't work. Paul screwed it up, obviously, and it didn't work out. Do you think producers have anything to do with the final two? Or like that kind, or the decision making of who makes the final two? Or is that just us kind of like going, looking for conspiracies?
I hear time and time again with this show how difficult it is for anyone to really overly produce it because it really is run by the people in the house. However, they do refer to mom and dad quite a bit, and that those are the two executive producers who happen to be male and female.
Yeah.
And, you know, apparently there's things said, and then when they're talked about in the house, they have to then go back and say, like, officially, nothing was given to me from outside. So you wonder, I think people are maybe, like, told to, like, here, why don't you sit like this, you know?
Okay.
And, like, you know, like, just, like, just angle people maybe in the right direction for things to play out. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Because I saw an interview with one of the girls from one of the Real Housewives. She was like, no, it's not. Because, Andy Cohen is completely involved, but he's involved in the editing. He'll say, when you gave me that sheet last week, didn't, Ramona meet up with, Bethany? Why isn't that in here? Like, they don't tell him what to say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't script that part. But it's like, put that back in there because that was something I want to see.
But they set up the scenario.
Yeah,
so I think that's where the producers come into play for this. So, like, we know what Paul's strengths are. We know what Nicole's strengths are. Yeah. I can make a game or a competition that caters to one of their strengths over the others.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of control they have. Mm. Could they do that? Sure.
Yeah.
But they still don't know the outcome.
And just from my viewing, I think that when they do the initial nominations, I think that, this is just my own insight, but I think that's kind of when they give that current HOH a recommendation.
Okay.
You know, so they plant the seed and then here's where you could go, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know in the diary rooms they do, and I think they've admitted this, that they ask them certain loaded questions and things.
Absolutely.
For certain situations to get them to say, so they can put it on TV.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have to produce a show at the end of the day and they need to keep the ratings up and keep it fresh. So, you know, it's like anything. These people are hired to do a job. They are hired to story produce.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know, they have to actually, do something.
I wonder how, that must be hard. I mean, like, you're talking 24 hours of television that you have to go through. I mean, I'm sure it's a team that does it. Has to go through and create something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And as you as a person in the house, you got to decide, what am I going to show? What am I going to do?
I mean, but you can't decide because they're filming everything.
Yes, I'm thinking, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like,
so you just have to, I mean, either you're authentic or you're acting, but you pick one and you stick with it, hopefully.
Gosh, that's so
otherwise,
crazy.
You seem like a psycho.
I always said it has to be so hard for them to choose, like, every little nuance with people because, they could have they could cut a conversation that I'm having with Lauren, and then in the next week, we could be working together, and it's like, wait, when did they start?
You know? Oh, right.
So
it's
tough.
Yeah.
And you have to tell the story.
Yeah.
And they also are choosing what characters are creating, even though, because we're all whole people, but you're seeing distilled down to 3 hours a week out of, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So they're creating characters, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they can control the game in that way.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny. The first thing Nicole said when she won to her parents was, what was my edit? Was I edited as a brat? So they're always thinking,
Well, you have to be kind of. I mean, I think we have nothing else to think about. You're in the house 24/7. I mean, you have nothing else. You have no TV. I wonder if I be thinking about the, God, how do I look right now? Or do you completely just forget about it and just like.
Speaking of characters, can we talk about Big Meech? I have a really good idea for her. Big Meech, if you're watching or listening,
tell her, tell him, girl.
You got to go on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
You're perfect. Producers, if you're listening, get this girl on a dating show. She's freaking gold. Those tears, it's going to be Moments City, okay?
Oh, because when she started crying at the jury thing.
Oh, I would love to see her in a relationship on TV. Just
stop looking at me with that ugly smile.
I thought she was joking. I was like, we're not going here.
But she started crying.
No, she wasn't joking. She's all in. She doesn't have levels. It's just Meech. Big Meech.
Big Meech all day. Yeah.
She was just like, sad Meech, Big Meech. I'm still going to have to look at her ever again. I'm like, goodbye.
She took her extensions out. God bless. God.
Oh. Was that the difference?
Oh, tracks be gone. I was like, I knew those were extensions. You didn't grow that by yourself.
God, she bugged me. There were times when she was great television, and other times she just bugged the crap out of me. I'm like, you're sitting here crying because they're focusing on. Dr. Will was great. I love Dr. Will. I'm glad he came back to do the interviews. But it's just like, he just was like,
he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, it was kind of funny to see.
He kept smiling. He's like, oh my God, these people are crazy. Yeah. You know, she reminds me of a psycho Ashley. Oh, how funny, from last season.
It's Ashley.
When Natalie pulled Nicole and James into the storage and said, Mommy and Daddy told me to work with Nicole and Corey, it was obviously they were supposed to be the final two. But everybody keeps saying Paul screwed it up. I guess there's supposed to be a different final two, but Paul, I guess, screwed it up. So I guess it isn't rigged because Paul, I mean, it's whatever happens.
Well, maybe that pissed Paul off and he wanted to change the game, literally.
Yeah. So, I mean, so if it is rigged.
It wasn't
rigged,
smart. It was still so dumb. But, yeah.
I love it. I love that. It's like, and so of course I said, and of course Victor got the America's, almost in homeless.
So
I was actually happy for him. I grew to like him, actually.
Yeah,
I grew to love him. I put on Twitter last week that he's my new fake boyfriend.
Oh, okay,
a replacement.
Oh. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. He's my new big brother boyfriend. Call me on my fake number, Vic. I will see
Johnny
you
Mac.
Later.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So sorry.
Well, I said if he wanted to reach out to this hot Italian mamacita by now, he would have. So, time for Vic.
That's true. That's moving on.
Moving on, moving up.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I really like Victor. You know, I think he is very well spoken, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I like him.
Leads from the heart, which got him in trouble for the game, but would be great for our love life.
I think he would be a good lover.
Absolutely. Very caring.
Puerto Ricans, of course.
Yes. And he might cook for me.
He would cook for you. Good food. And if Louisiana, have good food down there, too.
Oh.
No, I had a feeling he was going to win America's. I just had a feeling. I think James is going to win this time. But I was just shocked Natalie was on the list. I'm like, people really like her, I guess.
Yeah. I still liked her even after everything. I mean, even with her voice being annoying and fake, I still like her. So I can understand. There's something about her that's kind of endearing.
They said they got rid of her Erica Badu weave, and she looks fierce with her straight hair. Aww, I liked her braids. I did like them.
She made a fast turnaround.
She looked good. When she strutted out on that stage, I was like, you go, girl. She looked good.
She still had her weave for that night, didn't she?
Yeah, well, it was still probably, yeah. Just long straight hair.
I like it too.
She looks good. Just a little side note, because Big Brother Over the Top is starting, and they made an announcement last night. The queens. Anybody's commenting in here about that?
Oh, the two queens showed up.
I said Ian. Jason, who we liked that season. Yeah, we liked Jason. Yeah. Who's a big girl. And Jose.
A big girl.
They're big girls. I can say that. But they're both vying to go back in.
Those two were hamming up that
I know.
They're vying to go back in.
Yeah, so they're the last house guest to be picked to go in for this. I still try to decide if I'm going to watch it or not. I'm still going back and forth.
I don't have all access. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like just time-wise.
Well, that's another thing. Like, if you really have to watch this, like if I have to have it on at my desk all day long, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know, but if I can watch like...
Just
an
episode?
Like fine.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, because is it going to be worth it? Worth it to not watch the live feeds if it's going to be a kind of a different take and very interactive? Because if I'm just watching highlights, then I'm not really watching the show.
I agree. And so I'm just kind of
Have they revealed that?
No.
What?
Whether it's going to be episodes or...
Yeah, there's going to be a live show on a Wednesday, and that's the elimination. And then there's a competition that also airs over the weekend. So it's a different format. It's not like the Battle of the Block and all that stuff. Yeah.
I don't know if I can figure it out.
I don't know either. But who, I mean,
I need an assistant for this show.
Tell me about it.
So you guys, so who would you pick to go in?
Out of Jason or...
And Jose.
Oh, Jason.
Yeah, me too.
Jason for sure, that's but neither of them are going to win. But
I know this shit.
unless it is, because they said over the top, like, well, these two are over the top.
Over the top,
so I'm like,
top.
Who else is going to be in there? You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering if they're casting, like, outrageously huge personalities.
I'm curious, too. Me too.
Is that the theme?
Because they haven't released any of the names or pictures of anybody yet. Usually they release them by now.
Right,
I haven't seen any.
Right.
And they're like, Jason should, everybody's all team Jason. He said he should go in because
he'll get it.
From season 17, he clearly knew the game.
Mm-hmm.
Which he did.
Yeah.
He knew the game. So, but yeah, that's a great question. I have no idea because I haven't seen anything because it's online and you're forcing us to see it in a different way. You probably have to cast it so that it's dynamic.
And I assume the house is going to be the same. Like, unless, I don't know how they would renovate that house. They take, 9 months to get that together.
I know.
So hopefully they air it out. I hear that at the end of the season. It's not
stinky,
very...
Stinky.
Okay. This is the for now. We can talk about this. Why is the house always a mess every season? Like, it looks like, I mean, like a tornado.
They need
ripped.
You, James.
They do. They're an organizer.
Oh,
like,
no. If I was there, I would not be like...
Me either.
It'd be really hard to... Well, you know what? No. Because my excuse sometimes with being messy is because I'm busy. They have nothing to do.
No,
that's true.
All you can do is clean and talk and play chess. So fucking clean.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry for the swearing. Mark it explicit on iTunes.
But yeah, they say that even inside the house. Like, I think it was Meech this year. Everyone says it every year, but I think it was Meech this year who was like, wow, it's not very nice in here.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear the cameras go past the walls and stuff
sounds.
Like that.
Sounds. Okay.
Yeah, it's old now.
It's constructed like a traditional set, which is just sheetrock walls with supports.
Okay.
So, because they need to have, and there's a big round, and I've never been, so this is just what I've read.
Okay.
But there's a big, like, ring that goes around the whole place that goes in the middle where that Africa room is and all that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so that's where the cameras, they push the cameras on this little track. So you can hear all that. You can hear people in the walls, you know?
That's very weird. They said it was...
It's like Stranger Things.
It was just sketchy on how it came out. We only had 5 weeks to apply. Then they couldn't find a queen in 5 weeks. So, like, who's a bigger queen?
I see.
They're saying also you can view the comps. They said, okay. So the diary room is no holds barred now.
What does that mean?
I guess they don't cut out. I guess they just, you get to see it live, their diary room stuff.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That
so,
is.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, it must be things they cut out. I mean, it must be,
well, that's where they go for everything.
And they said there will be Tuesdays and Fridays at a certain time. You'll get a no hards look at the real diary room sessions as they happen. Now, that's kind of interesting. They'll be kind of curious.
All right.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes. And it says, anyone watching OTT seems way too influenced a production out of America. I don't know what that means.
Huh?
I don't know what that means.
Seems way too influenced by production in America?
Out of America.
Well, I mean, it's very interactive. I mean, I don't know what the country has to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, web production.
The government's controlling Big Brother. Everybody leave.
Guys, I think what that comment means is like, when Big Brother first started, it was more just like, hey, let's watch people in a house, and then they'll compete sometimes. Now it just feels like every day there's just something else instead of just watching them sit in the boiler pot. Now it's like, okay, let's add this seasoning. Let's add that seasoning. Let's add this seasoning. Like, you know, why can't we just watch water boil?
Ooh, good thought.
You're right.
You're actually right. They have changed things that were like unnecessary. We don't need this.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the show is based around these competitions and very little
interaction
in between. We've said this before on this same show. Yeah, so that's probably what it's probably like, just dropping as many, like he said,
seasonings,
challenges, as much as you can.
So over the top, I just wonder. Over the top, I just wonder.
The worst challenge.
I know, I hate that challenge, but my fingers hurt when I hear them, see them do that, the egg, the wire.
Yeah. What could be any less interesting to
watch
on television
right.
than watching an egg go around chicken wire for 45 minutes?
The only fun thing about that competition is when the birds crash down on them. I wish it was just the birds crashing down on them the whole time, and whoever lasts the longest wins. No, that's too vindictive.
Them out.
Yeah, they're all talking about the cleaning now. They said Victor always complain about the cleaning. He lives dirty there.
Yeah, because he lives with his mom and his sisters, so he's used to probably being the clean boy.
I get all the information by dusting and all types of things.
What did you say?
What was that again? Yeah, what was that again?
Why not? If it's there, use it.
I know, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. Now I'm talking about the East Coast feeds, I guess people are upset because the live eviction will be like at midnight compared to, because it's all live, it's all the same time.
Uh-huh. Well, see, I heard that it was at 7 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, guys, so here already
I
said.
I heard it was at Wednesdays, the elimination was live, 7 p.m. Because I was thinking about like my own schedule. I'm like, am I going to be able to make that? So you know what I mean? So yeah.
They're saying 10 p.m. on Wednesdays.
I'm here at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's 7 p.m. Pacific.
You guys, we're hearing different parts. I don't know. Otherwise, most everything is at 4 p.m., 1 p.m.
I keep talking into this like
it's not. I know.
I thought it was for a minute.
Too many years.
Grant's mic is still off. That's okay. Right. We've been improvising.
Yes. I just hope that people listening are annoyed.
Coming in.
I could actually hear him pretty well.
Oh, you can?
Oh, good. Yeah.
On his mic? So try that one, Steven.
And good.
Oh, now you are.
Oh,
there you are.
Okay. There he is.
Okay, there you are.
Yes. All right. Yes. My lunch break is almost over, James. Hurry up.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I am here. Legitimately, but go ahead.
Because he believes in Big Brother. It's like we all have Big Brother fans. We all Big Brother fans. And shout out to Matthew Evan Payne, couldn't make it today. And Johnny Manganiello couldn't make it today.
Yep. He's got a court date.
Yes.
He's running from the law.
No.
Well, he's running to the law at this point, I guess.
Because it's hard because, like, he doesn't want to get in trouble with the law, but at the same time, he's running toward it.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Super sexy.
It's fun.
What did you think of these competitions that they did, the final HOH? The cat thing running around?
I kept looking at their outfits. I'm just like, I couldn't stop laughing.
That one to me wasn't really very exciting.
No, and so okay, what? Cause I wrote this down. So Nicole falls, and then James falls right after. I was like, okay, that's suspicious.
James is so dumb. Sorry, that's mean. Like, I don't think he's dumb in real life.
Yeah, the person, right?
But just the way he played was just so dumb. It really it was infuriating to watch.
But you're right; it wasn't exciting challenge at all.
He was one of the, I thought the same thing last season because it came from that season, of course, that those people seem to not really want to play the game until its entirety, like endurance. They were there. They were plotting how far they could make it. Remember, there was a lot of discussion, like, I don't want people to think I'm a big competitor, so I'm just going to leave this game now. And I was always like, you're ruining your experience. Like, I know it's part of a gameplay move as well.
Yeah.
But, like, if, you know, these games are designed to be played.
Right. No, they are designed to be played. And somebody tried them out, too. People tried them out. Make sure they work.
Yeah.
You've
seen the little guys in
Yes, exactly. The hands.
I want to be one of them.
I always say in Amazing Race, the presentation hands, whenever they show the envelope, it's always the hands. I want to do that job.
Hand modeling. That's a big deal.
I used to be a hand model back in the 90s.
Really?
I used to substitute for, if you guys don't watch basketball, Scottie Pippen was a big basketball player back in the day, and they used my hands on a lot of different commercials and print ads.
Oh, James, I'm noticing your hands now. Wow.
James joined so much.
You know me, I've had 20 lives, of course.
That's good. He's like a double cat.
Or just a really big cat.
Cat and one-fifth.
the last two challenges weren't all that to me. I was just like, whatever. It was fine, I guess.
Last challenge is always... the perennial scales.
Like, who said this? Finish this sentence. It's like, what they say? I mean, I don't know. Just
I know. And I'm sure you both thought, too, when Nicole wasn't the one that hit the ground. I'm like, oh, she had a nice run.
Yeah. I did think she had a nice run. I thought that was it.
Yeah.
I thought, bye, you're done.
So did she, apparently.
I know. Yeah. She was like,
thank you for picking me. Dang it.
And I just want to say, when he talks to the jury, well, I wrote this down because it was very interesting. The general consensus was that James played a social game and did whatever the house wants. He was too safe. Paul was good strategically, but he was a liar, obnoxious, but he did win vetoes, get himself off the block. He did play. He was kind of medium. Nicole, they felt she turned it up later. Michelle hates her, of course. And she was not on the block till the end. So they all kind of, it was interesting to hear all of them collectively talk about their views on each of them.
Yeah.
And so James, I was thinking, well, they totally... I was like, okay, good. But them all saying that, they're not going to vote for James. I just knew that was... Maybe Natalie would, and that'd be about it, I think.
Probably. Yeah, Natalie and Michelle probably would have. Maybe. But she may have voted for Paul. Definitely never would have voted for Nicole. She had her emotions like the best of her.
Right. Oh, yeah, Michelle was like, she did... That whole time, she was like, she did not like them talking about Nicole's gameplay. She was sitting there squirming. She's squirming. I'm like, girl, like, calm down.
It'd be really interesting to interview her. We should see if we can. Yeah,
I know. So we can get her in. I actually want to talk to Zakiya. Because everybody here is just like, is she a zombie? Like, what's going on? She's like, she was just with the Polly the whole time, sitting next to him. I'm like, are they for real?
Yeah, it seems like it.
On her end, yes. But for him, is it for real?
Well, they were together last night at the party.
Well, I'll tell you what. He was a lot more excited to see Corey, so take it for what it's worth. He wants to hump him.
Those two have an interesting dynamic, don't they?
Very metrosexual.
How about the scene when Polly was crying and he's like, don't do that. You always do that to me. It's such a classic scene from a romantic comedy between the two of them.
I'll never see what people see in Corey. To me, he opens his mouth and it's just nothing.
Same here. He does absolutely nothing for me. Like nothing. He's just a mayonnaise.
Big tall bot.
Yeah. But yeah, McTobin, exactly. I mean, he's good looking and all that, but he doesn't do anything for me. Just doesn't do anything for me.
There was a fun few quirky things, but it wasn't like I'm laughing with you. It was like I'm laughing at you. Yeah. Like the Justin Bieber and the Christmas thing.
That was funny. Harry Potter. Reindeer. And also, that was good. And Harry Potter.
When they brought him on, it was like they talked about his life and stuff. And he's like, yeah, like I sleepwalk. Like it happens like once a week. Well, that never happened in the house. Not even that could he do.
He didn't even sleepwalk.
He didn't sleepwalk correctly. Like, Jesus. You're right. He did say they never showed us.
No.
Yeah.
All those things.
And he's a baseball player.
Yeah, he never really...
It's funny. The characters, you can tell the characters they wanted to paint them as in the beginning. And then what actually transpires can be quite different.
That's almost true. Always. They're almost always different. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Paulie's character.
I know. We were saying it before he came out. Right. He got ruined. He ruined himself.
Yeah.
He could have been America's sweetheart, so to speak, male-wise. And he's good looking, and all of a sudden he had personality. He became across a douche. He came across really ugly.
When he first introduced himself as, what was his brother's name again?
Cody.
Cody's brother.
Yeah.
When he first introduced himself, I'm like, okay, he's a sweet kid. Like, I was never attracted to him like everybody else was, but I thought he seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then he just showed his true colors.
He did.
And it was just so ugly.
It just, Corey's really bland. Corey's idiot made it to the final four. Yes, romantic comedy.
Corey's cream of wheat without any flavoring.
God, there you go. Mm-hmm. Basically, I know it's like...
It was just to put him on because he went to Texas A&M.
This is so true. Your
true colors. That's so funny. Yep. Like you said he did sleepwalk. They talked about it on the feeds, though. He did a couple times. They never showed it on CBS. I was saying, well, because we did a show for CBS.
Yeah, right.
And he talked about it on CBS. So, like, why didn't they show it on CBS?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Because I'm like, you're right. I'm like, I forgot he sleepwalked. You just said that. I forgot about it. Wasn't thinking about him anyway. But the way you just said it, I'm like, yeah, he sleepwalked. They say he did. They did hear about him sleepwalking on the feeds. They just never showed it on the show. Yeah, that's...
The sad
This show, I mean, I can't believe the show's over. And I mean, it was like another great season, obviously. Yeah. Mike, this is my summer show. This is like my summer show. I'm kind of sad. I just feel like when it's over, summer is over.
It's kind of true. It's like that final.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially this week with all the shows coming back. It's really over.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is really over.
Fall is money, though, so don't be depressed. Those leaves. A lot of people like pumpkin spice. I'm not the hugest fan, so I feel discriminated against. But if you like that, that'll be fun for you. Halloween's coming up. We've got a lot to look forward to. And next summer. We'll always have the summer.
And last night, we had the best wind last night. I love the wind last night. My whole yard was just flying around.
The wind.
Last night. It was very windy last night.
I thought you said wind. I was like, what happened?
The wind. Are you guys... We're not recapping OTT, as everybody's calling it. We have made a decision not to do that.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I'll probably look at it. Maybe I'll tweet a little bit.
I'm trying to figure out... I'm still... I get to September 28th is when it starts. I'm still trying to decide myself if I'm going to watch it or not.
Tweet at us if you're watching it and tell us why. If you're not, tell us why.
True. No, yeah.
And
please,
let's be friends.
Please.
Don't let the conversation end here.
I mean, knowing that there's... Jose may not make me tune in, but I might check out what Jason does.
I love Jason. I feel like you and Jason could be friends. Maybe lovers.
We grew up like 20 not minutes from one another. Yeah.
I'm always for an East Coaster. I'm always for East Coaster. That's why I'm a big fan of Grant and Lawrence. They're East Coasters. I love East Coasters.
I'm a Midwesterner, but people think I'm from the East Coast.
I keep forgetting. That's why you're Midwestern. Yeah. You're Michigan.
Yeah. But I think I have an East Coast energy, maybe.
Yeah, sensibility.
Whatever that means.
It's all good.
But I love you, James, and yes. I love you, Grant. I love you, Johnny. We love you who viewed and tuned in and been with us every week. Do we have a live read today, by the way? So don't be afraid to let it show your true colors. Your true colors are beautiful.
Go for it.
Like a rainbow.
For podcast listeners, go to YouTube and watch her do the nipple lights, everything.
We're all ready to go in here. This is great.
She can actually sing.
Everybody.
So,
I know.
Yeah. She can sing, so that's like, yes. So, he's like, and you're done. He's like, and you're done.
Well, we don't want to get copyright claims.
Yeah,
that's a real teardrop.
Yeah, so Grant, tell me to actually find you on social media.
Well, thank you guys for welcoming me to the panel on and off here. It's always good to talk about the show. You guys can find me on October 4th. That's a Tuesday. Grant's Rants Hollywood Live premieres on the BidChat app, BIDCHAT. And, of course, the podcast is always around. Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Grants_Rants on Twitter.
My name is Lauren LaGrasso. You can find me at Lauren LaGrasso on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and at Lola Logro on Snapchat. And I produce and I'm on air for a couple of shows. So check out Conversations with Maria Menounos on SiriusXM, channel 109. It's on weekdays, Monday through Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the Tomorrow Show, Kevin Undergaro's show, from 10... Well, I should do it. Sorry, I'm like doing conversions in my head. It's on thetomorrowshow.com from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's crazy.
Take notes!
I was like, come on, you can do it, you can do it. I got my schedule, so I got to do it. Because I'm going to be on Grant's show. I got to be on the show again. I got the schedule. I know how it is. Just you know I know how it is. So let me begin. So you can follow me at James Altieri, everyone on social media. But, of course, I have my radio show, the Super Organizer radio show on Adrenaline Radio and iHeartRadio.com. I have my new podcast with Cameron Lewis, Cameron and the Lot. We released it yesterday. Nice. Yes. Every Wednesday is coming out. It's so good, you guys. And you can find it on iTunes. My show, The GH Report, here on AfterBuzz TV celebrates 1 year. I'm so excited this Sunday. And we have 3 stars coming from the show. We got swag from General Hospital. I'm going there after the shows. Congrats. All kind of great stuff. Giving away gifts and prizes. And then, of course, I do the Bold Breakdown here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Grab a drink and join me. We love you guys.
Love you. Thanks for being with us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, Big Brother.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.